You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you haven't been following the news, North Korean President Kim Jong-un and American President Donald Trump have had a meeting in Singapore for the Singapore summit. Both presidents have signed a document committing to working on peace between the two nations. This document reiterated what North Korea has already promised, that he's committed to denuclearizing North Korea. Kim has already made the statement back in April when he met South Korean President Moon Jae-in. In exchange, Trump has promised to provide security guarantees to North Korea. During the meeting, Trump even filmed a Hollywood-style film to show Kim about forging peace between America and North Korea. The video was created by National Security Council to demonstrate the benefits of complete denuclearization. The video is about 5 minutes long, so here's a little soundbite.
7 billion people inhabit planet Earth. Of those alive today, only a small number will leave a lasting impact. And only the very few will make decisions or take actions that renew their homeland and change the course of history. History may appear to repeat itself for generations. Cycles that never seem to end. There have been times of relative peace and times of great tension. While this cycle repeats, the light of prosperity and innovation has burned bright for most of the world. History is always evolving, and there comes a time when only a few are called upon to make a difference. But the question is, what difference will the few make? The past doesn't have to be the future. Out of the darkness can come the light, and the light of hope can burn bright.
Kim Jong-un has also been so paranoid about his security that when he went to sign the document, he used his own pen. When signing the nuclear disarmament statement, both Kim and Trump were given black pens, which had Trump's signature in gold. However, Kim Jong-un was unwilling to sign the denuclearization document with the American pen. Instead, Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, pulled out a pen for Kim to sign the document. Since arriving in Singapore, there has been a tight security presence surrounding Kim, as he's very paranoid. Some possible reasons being thrown around for the pen swap is fear of being assassinated by a poison pen, or to avoid having his fingerprints collected. Kim even brought along his own portable toilet because he doesn't want anyone going into the sewers to collect a stool and analyze it to find out about his health. Kim Jong-un's father was also paranoid about his DNA being collected and also traveled with his own portable toilet. And that's all the interesting stuff that took place at the summit. It'll be interesting to see in the future if North Korea actually follows through on their promise to denuclearize and Trump removing the security forces in South Korea.
Yeah, certainly. It's a really interesting time. Repeatedly in the past, North Korea has offered to end their nuclear weapons program in return for what they call an end to U.S. acts of aggression.
Yeah.
And one of those things was the war games that they do on the border of North Korea with South Korea. So Trump's given into that demand. So we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, they've just signed it, but there's been no plan of action of how they're gonna.
Yeah,
do anything.
Yeah, and it came to a big surprise for a lot of the defense secretaries and stuff in the U.S.
Yeah,
but
portable toilets.
He takes his own shit with him. Brilliant.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.